Welcome to the Stephanie Zeller podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Zeller. Oh my God. I'm so beyond excited to share this energy update this month. If you've been tuning into the energy updates this year, 2026, then maybe you have tuned into the fact that shit is getting crazy. Things are really shifting. The energy is definitely different this year. I've been channeling in energy updates every month for at least 3 years, maybe 3.5. And this year is different. Every month in 2026, I've actually been really surprised by the energy. And that's just new. That's not something I experienced the last few years. So if you're new here, you've tuned in to the right episode because these episodes are the most downloaded episodes every month. I'm going to give you today 4 themes for what you can expect for the month of April, as well as 1 big underlying theme. And this is really going to help you because it's going to give you context for what's going on this month. And it's also going to give you guidance and direction for how to really leverage the month, how to use the month to your advantage so that you have an amazing month. And when there are hard moments or pain points, you know what to do with them and you know why they're happening and you know what the lesson is. So these are game-changing episodes. And it's also why these episodes are the most shared episodes. So while you're listening, if a name of a friend, a colleague, a sibling drops in, it's for a reason. Trust that. Pause it. Send them the episode, just like right in that moment. You never know what other people are going through. In fact, sometimes they don't even realize what they're going through. And this episode might just hold the key phrase, the key shift that they need to liberate them, to make them feel more free, to make them come alive again, to give them hope. Before we dive in, you can find all of my offerings, everything, my courses at thetransformationschool.com. And you can follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Stephanie Zeller Speaks. Okay, let's do this. So the overall theme of this month of April 2026, when I got this phrase, I was like, what? The phrase that I got was quantum realm reorganization. Quantum realm reorganization. How can I describe this? It's like, think about the earth, think about the ground beneath you. Okay, now think about it when there's like an earthquake. And it's shaking. And it's like, well, what's going on? Okay, now take out the ground, replace it with water that's moving really erratically. And you're like, whoa, what's going on? Now take out the water and replace it with a million little vortexes of energy. And you're just like, what is life? That's sort of quantum realm reorganization. It's just like timeline shifting left and right. Everything is up in the air. Everything is reorganizing. What is happening? What is Earth? What is life? What the fuck is going on? It's kind of this month. It's not necessarily, I think because of the state of the world, you could have a tendency to hear this and be like, okay, so shit's hitting the fan, the world is falling apart, everything is terrible. Not necessarily. It depends on the kind of world you're creating for yourself, you're living in. It's kind of a both and energy, let me put it like that. Yeah, there's going to be some crazy shit. Crazy shit's been happening all year. But what we really want to zero in on in this episode today, and my work is really like, what kind of world are you building for yourself? Are you living in your own internal heaven or your own internal hell? And this is a theme I've been touching on every single month because it keeps circling back again and again and again. And it's really heavy in the overall 2026 energy update. So if you haven't listened to the 2026 update for the entire year, that is your next listen after this episode, because it's so present in every month. More than any other year update that I've recorded, this year update seems to be just layering itself in thicker and thicker every single month. So when I say quantum realm reorganization, I don't just mean like the world is going to shit. I don't mean that at all. What I actually mean is that everything is in tremendous flux. Everything is reorganizing, reshuffling. the path that you've been on now has a greater chance of completely shifting. Quantum leaps, timeline shifts are more probable this month than they've been in decades. When we think of quantum realm reorganization, we want to think the probabilities of different outcomes are changing. The probabilities of different outcomes are changing. So you could see how, when you think about this phrase, the probabilities of different outcomes are changing, how you could actually leverage that, and that could actually be amazing for you. If you've had this amazing dream for yourself or some huge goal that you think is really far off, far away, will take a long time to achieve, if we're going through this quantum realm reorganization, everything's in flux, the impossible could happen. You could quantum leap, you could timeline shift several times this month. It means the probability of that now being far off could shift all the way up into this month. The probabilities of different outcomes are changing. Everything is in flux. This is also why you doing your own inner work and creating heaven on earth is so important for the earth, for the betterment of humanity, for the world, because heaven on earth starts with the work that you're doing, starts with who you're becoming. Heaven on earth starts with you first creating your own little heaven on earth in the work that you do in the world, in your relationships, in your health, in your vitality, in your wealth, in what you're creating in this life. And then in your service to others, it has a ripple effect. And you help other people create their heaven on earth, and then it ripples and ripples, ripples, and that's how we change the world. It's an inside job first. This is also why people talk about how, you know, activism can be such a beautiful thing, but it can also be such a destructive thing. Because if you have people that are being activists that haven't done any work whatsoever, they can actually spread a lot of hate and destruction. But if you have activists that are healed on the inside, they spread so much peace and love and have so many amazing ideas for how to change the world. So changing the earth, building a new earth begins within, begins with creating your own heaven on earth. And this month, you have this insane, like insane opportunity to do something fucking crazy, like to quantum leap, to timeline shift in a way that you, that is gonna literally blow your mind. Blow your mind. The probabilities of different outcomes are changing. Throw away right now, throw away what you thought was possible and 10x it. That's what's possible in April. You wanna use this reorganization for your own gain. Now, the question is, how are you going to use it, right? Because if you use this energy by acting in alignment, doing what you know your heart is calling you to do, following your intuition, taking the leaps that your intuition is guiding you to take, that's when you're going to pop off. That's when new possibilities unlock. And I just want to caveat this because I'm going to go into this. It doesn't mean that this won't be without hardship. It doesn't mean this won't be without fear. It doesn't mean this won't. When we try to quantum leap or significantly shift timelines, triggers may come up. Scary things may happen in our lives that we have to face. And that is the universe accelerating us so that we can be a match to the reality that we're trying to create. So I give this example often, but it's like, if you make, let's say $5,000 a month, but you want to make $500,000 a month, you have to be a different person to do that. You have to be making different decisions. So if you're like, okay, this month I want to quantum leap to that, what that means is you're calling in all of the things that need to happen in your life to rapidly change you. So to dive in even deeper into that, we at the Transformation School and in my coaching, all the courses I lead, we look at triggers as good things. They are the lessons the universe is giving us, the experiences the universe is giving us, that we then alchemize, that we then use, that we move through emotionally, find the lesson in, and then level up who we are. And when we do that, we don't get triggered in the same way. And we grow, we evolve, we become more wise. and we're able to handle more and we feel more power, which makes us more capable in the world and more wise in the world. We make better decisions. Now, that's one way of using triggers, an evolved way. But the way most people, 99.999% of the world, uses triggers is they just go do a really hard workout. They bitch about it to their friends. They maybe will meditate, but they're not actually moving through what the trigger means for them and then leveraging it and alchemizing it to find the wisdom, to harness the wisdom, to learn the lesson, to move through the emotion so they don't experience it again. We want to use our triggers this month. We want to look at them as opportunities, as gold, like, okay, oh my gosh, this is the next lesson in life school that I'm being given. This is why I'm here. This is why I'm living, is to go through these lessons to rapidly accelerate my personal growth and transformation so that I can reach my unlimited potential and create heaven on earth. And so I can go from 5,000 a month to 500,000 a month or whatever your goal may be. So I say all that to say that quantum realm reorganization and 10xing what you're where you want to go is also going to involve some difficult lessons and some fear that we then move through to then actually quantum leap or timeline shift. Now, I want to dig into quantum leap and timeline shift. What do I mean by that? You could technically look at like every decision you make as you shifting onto a new timeline. That's basically what's happening from like a quantum physics perspective. But sometimes we make decisions that are so big and so different from our automatic behavior that the timeline that we shift onto is a radically different timeline. And a lot of times people will call that timeline jumping, or they'll call it quantum leaping. And it's like you are radically changing your life with that one decision. I see this all the time with people that sign up with me for courses, especially courses like at a higher price point. And I also have been doing depth coaching, one-on-one depth coaching with people, which is also at a higher price point. And I see when people invest in themselves in that big way and they give this like radical yes to a deep change and transformation, they immediately shift timelines. Like even before we've had our first session, a lot of times I see them changing because they just took such a big, deep action that they shifted timelines. I see this when I sign up for courses and coaching. You know, I've been telling a lot of my clients, and my partner and I have been laughing about this, but in the last 7 months, I've spent $77,000 on personal transformation work. And you may think, what the fuck? And you may think that's super unrelatable, and that's totally fine. Like, I don't care. But I have quantum leaped in the last 7 months. My life has radically changed. I can very confidently tell you today that I am on a different timeline than I was 7 months ago. Number one. Number two, I'm still shifting. Like in 2 months' time, I'm going to be on another, like on a completely other earth, it feels like. It has been so worth the money. It's actually mind-blowing. The ROI has been so deeply worth it. So that's an example of something that you can do. But there's so many other things you can do, obviously, besides just investing in your personal transformation. Although I will say that's like a guaranteed timeline shift. You can leave a relationship. You can set a boundary. You can apply for a new job. You can completely change your diet. You can say yes to the surgery that you know you've been needing. Anything that feels like it's at the edge of your comfort zone that you've been afraid to do, that you've been putting off, that you've been out of alignment with your intuition, or anything that you do that eliminates shame, like sharing something you feel shameful about is a huge thing that will timeline shift you. So I just want to seed here at the beginning, like, you create your own timeline shifts and quantum leaps by the actions that you take. So yes, this month is quantum realm reorganization. It's all about timeline shifting. However, if you do jack shit this month and you ignore your intuition and, you know, you kind of numb out, you're out of alignment, you're not going to, well, you're definitely not going to be using this quantum realm reorganization to your benefit. And also, as is the case with this year, This year, the energy every month is more and more heightened, is what it feels like so far. And that sense of polarity of I'm living hell on earth, I'm living heaven on earth is going to get stronger and stronger. So the more out of alignment you are, like the worse your life is going to feel. I mean, there's just no other way of saying that. When I say alignment, I mean following your intuition or not is basically what I mean by that. Okay, quantum realm reorganization is the overall theme of the month. It's like a billion little tiny vortices of energy that are going completely crazy and chaotic and don't seem to have rhyme or reason all around you, replacing the earth beneath you. And you're like, what is life? What is happening? But you're also like, oh my gosh, this is the key. This is the moment that I can completely do the dream, do the impossible, take the lead, do the thing. And everything is supporting me because the energy is supporting me because the energy is facilitating the impossible this month. So in what direction am I going to choose? Towards my heaven, towards alignment, towards intuition, towards my edge, towards slaying my shame, towards the thing that I'm scared of, towards taking a big leap because I know I'm worth it? Or am I going to go towards my hell and I'm going to shut down and I'm not going to act in alignment, not going to follow my intuition, just going to keep doing the automatic things that I've been doing and my life is going to feel like more suffering? Okay, that was a big underlying theme, but let's just breathe into that. Big deep breath in through your nose and a big exhale out. All right, it just started raining here in Austin, Texas, so if you hear the rain, hopefully it'll be a nice little soothing sound. Let's move on to theme number one. Theme number one, challenges that test your patience, that tempt you to respond with reactivity and urgency. Challenges that test your patience, that tempt you to respond with reactivity and urgency. So as I mentioned in the overall theme, when we're doing these big things, when we're 10xing ourselves, when we're quantum leaping, it can test our nervous system. We are given life experiences, things happen that challenge us. And a lot of times in those triggers, because that's essentially what they are, we can have a knee-jerk reaction to them or a sense that we need to respond really quickly with urgency. And the thing that I was just getting so clear, I mean, this was coming in so clear with theme number one, is like step back from your problems or challenges. Be so careful this month not to have the knee-jerk reaction, not to respond right away, not to respond with reactivity. Notice where you feel urgency and then step back from that. Get some distance and even take your focus off of your problems. When we are flying high, when we're doing big things, when we are at the edge of our comfort zone doing things that might kind of trigger us or scare us a little bit, when something triggers us in that energy, we have a tendency to get completely sucked in. And then our vision of what's actually happening becomes distorted. Like, it's like we make it a bigger deal than it is. And that's why it's really important to take a step back, give yourself space and time before responding or deciding what to do. So when situations spin up that trigger you or that elicit inner panic, pause. Pause, wait until you know what to do. Wait until you can respond with clarity and precision. The thing I was really getting was like, respond with strategy, not emotions. So wait till your emotions settle. Now, as I mentioned, at the Transformation School, we look at triggers as gold. How do we do that? We do that by using a process called Trigger Free, which is a 5-step process of working through your trigger very, very quickly so you don't have to sit and stew in it for hours, days, weeks, or months. Now, this process, Trigger Free, is in a course I have called Trigger Free. Normally, this course is $600 this month. I'm going to drop the price to $111 for Trigger Free. This is a process that you use again and again and again. Every time you feel panic, urgency, anxiety, anger, sadness, reactivity, triggered in any way, all right? Most people are triggered like 1,000 times a day. I'm not talking about like big T trauma triggers. I'm talking about this person just said something to me that rubbed me the wrong way, or I'm really irritated at so-and-so. Those are all little triggers. This month, you want to use Trigger Free. Anytime you feel a situation has spun up that is triggering you a little bit, Just take it through this five-step process and you're going to get clarity. That way you can respond with clarity and precision and not emotions. Okay, so you can find Trigger Free, this course, dropping the price to $111 for the month of April. You can find it at the Transformation School. You can also find it in the show notes. This is going to change your life. I hope you get it. That's all I can say about it. So theme number one, challenges that test your patience, that tempt you to respond with reactivity and urgency. Step back, take a breath, give yourself time, use trigger-free, process it out. Then once you have clarity and your emotions have passed, that's when you respond with clarity and precision. Take a slow deep breath into that and a big sigh out. Theme number two, you're being refined so you can ascend to another timeline. You're being refined so you can ascend to another timeline. Again, I touched on this in the underlying theme of quantum realm reorganization, how we have to actually change in order to be a match to the reality that we're calling in, but we're going to dive into it right now even more. So picture a diamond. Picture a diamond. Personal transformation work, spiritual work, is taking the diamond and through different seasons, refining different facets of the diamond. So what we do is we go through these seasons of life where we're looking at a few facets and they're being worked by the universe. How are they being worked? By difficult experiences, by triggers, sometimes by traumas, by life-lifing, and us using the curriculum of life through personal transformation work, through spiritual work. And so we move through it, we look, we find the gold, we learn the lesson, we find the wisdom. And when we do that, when we are looking at those few facets and they're being refined, they start to shine brighter. Those facets of the diamond shine brighter. We are refined and so we shine. This month, you're being refined in order to shine. So you want to try to look at this from a distant perspective as an observer. Like, try not to take anything too personally. If you looked at yourself and your gifts and your ability to shine in the world like you would a product, with the product, you're going to test it and then you're going to refine it, making it better and better and better so it scales more in the world. Same with yourself. You're a diamond, you're a product. You have facets. You have different things the product does. And this month, a couple of the facets will be refined so they can shine brighter and brighter in the world. You're going to have an easier time being refined if you don't take it so personally. You're here in Earth School to do this, to learn the lessons, to clear karma. It's all for a reason. Now, if you shine enough, you're going to switch timelines. If you shine enough, you're going to switch timelines. I don't know how to put it other than reality is super shaky this month. Like, it's whatever you make of it. It's pliable. Timeline shifting is easier this month because there's this undercurrent of uncertainty and insanity and chaos in the world. And that's both hard and can make timeline shifting easier. So anytime you have difficulty this month, or anytime you feel like, gosh, I just keep facing the same problem or the same pattern, or, ooh, this is coming up again, or, oh, wow, I feel like I have to focus on this month, even if I don't want to, just think, wait, hold on, that's the facet of the diamond that's being refined. And if I do the work, if I dive into this, it's going to shine, which is going to make me a better match for the reality I'm calling in, a better match for a new timeline. And it's going to help me shift timelines. That's why I said, if you're somebody that's doing the work, you're going to shift timelines this month. You're going to create heaven on earth. You're going to 10x your dreams. You're going to do the impossible. If you're someone that's not, that's avoiding, that's in denial, that's ignoring your intuition, that's living out of alignment, it's not going to go so well for you. Okay. Theme number two, you're being refined so you can ascend to another timeline. Take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale. Theme number three, find deeper alignment and energetic congruence this month. If you don't, it will be painful. Yeah, you know, I made a reel the other day on Instagram and TikTok, and I just was talking about the energy update, and I said, you know, the thing I'm noticing about the themes every month is they're just getting more dramatic and just more in your face. Like, if you don't, it will be painful. Like, okay. But that's what I channeled in. Find deeper alignment and energetic congruence this month. If you don't, it will be painful. Okay, what do we mean by deeper alignment and energetic congruence? Energetic congruence is something that I love to teach. I teach it to all my clients. It's one of the most important things you're ever going to learn. I remember one time teaching this to I was at a salon in Los Angeles getting my hair cut, and I told it to my stylist, and she went and literally told everyone she knew. And then when I came back for my next haircut, she was like, I literally told that to everyone I knew. Everybody's life has completely changed by that information. Everyone was like, oh my God, who told you this? Like, who is the person that told you this? I was dying laughing. So if you don't know what energetic congruence is, listen up, because your life is about to be changed. Energetic congruence is when your energy, your vibe matches your words and your actions. Your energy matches your words and your actions. Let me give you a perfect example of this. If you ever have tried to set a boundary with someone and you've said, hey, listen, I don't want you to do this anymore, but you go to them and you're like, hey, listen, I don't want you to do this anymore. Your words are saying one thing. Your words are saying, I don't want you to do this anymore. But your energy is saying, I have no idea how to set this boundary right now. And I don't even know for sure that I even want this boundary. And I'm scared to death of how you're going to react to this boundary. And so I'm actually not really sure of this boundary. You're out of energetic congruence. If you've ever talked to someone, and especially in a fight, and they say one thing, they're saying I'm not mad, but you can feel in their energy and their tone even that they are mad, and you're like, what? You're saying you're not mad, but I feel like you are. Again, that's someone that's out of energetic congruence. You've also experienced this when you feel like someone's being inauthentic, right? A lot of times people that are inauthentic don't even know that they're being inauthentic in the moment. But they're saying something and it feels untrue to you. That's because, again, they're out of energetic congruence. So when you meet someone that's in deep energetic congruence, what that means is their energy, their vibe is matching their actions that they're taking and the words that they're speaking. And that person is deeply trustable. That person feels authentic to you. That person is often very magnetic. We want to be around people who are in energetic congruence because they feel good to us in our bodies. So this month, you want to be who you say you are. You want your actions and your words to actually match your energy. And even beyond that, you want all of that to align and match your intuition. For months, probably 6 months, I've been going off in these energy updates about how important intuition is. If you are not on the wait list for Intuition and Beyond, get on the wait list. It's going to change your life. Intuition and Beyond is a course that I run. It's 8 weeks. It's going to teach you how to hear your intuition, how your particular intuition comes in, how to trust your intuition, how to follow your intuition, how to make sure it's intuition and not thoughts, feelings, emotions, fears. It's also going to teach you to be psychic, by the way. It's also going to tell you what one of your psychic gifts are. It's an amazing course that changes lives, and it's so much fun. It's the most fun course that I run. I keep thinking I'm going to open up Intuition and Beyond for enrollment. I think there's a really good chance here in April I'm going to. So check it out in the show notes. If you're on the wait list, you're going to get a discount when it opens for enrollment. So many of you have been asking me when I'm going to open it. I'm hoping this month, okay? Check the show notes below. You can also find that course at thetransformationschool.com. In order to really change your life and be in energetic congruence, you want to be able to hear your intuition, know what it's telling you, and follow through with it. I mean, that's the key. If you follow your intuition, it's going to get good. life is going to get really good this month. You're going to timeline shift. You're going to quantum leap. You're going to do the impossible. Your mind is going to be fucking blown at what is happening. If you don't, it's going to be uncomfortable. Heaven on earth versus hell on earth. Deep congruence, your life is going to feel sweeter. Deeper incongruence, your life is going to feel much worse. You choose. You choose. Theme number three, find deeper alignment and energetic congruence this month. If you don't, it will be painful. Slow deep breath in through your nose and a big exhale out. And theme number four, you're being shifted onto a new timeline. Don't resist moving forward. Change is inevitable this month. But whether or not you accept the change or resist it is another story. Change is inevitable this month. It's going to happen to all of us. Things are going to happen. Change is inevitable. But whether or not you accept the change or resist it is another story. When we resist change, when we resist the vicissitudes of life, it's painful. We create our own suffering when we resist life, when we resist what life is offering us, when we resist the triggers, when we resist our intuition, when we resist the natural flow, ebbs and flows of life. When we accept, okay, change is happening, change is here now, how do I respond? And if I'm triggered, how do I take a step back, make sure I do trigger-free, and then respond? How do I tune into my intuition? I listen to my intuition, I follow my intuition, and then respond. So when you accept change, this magical thing is going to happen where you're going to slip into the flow. You're going to slip into the Tao. When you follow your intuition and you get into energetic congruence, you're going to be swept up and away by divine timing. You're going to shift onto a new timeline. Magic is going to be unveiled. You're going to be like, oh my God, what is life? What is happening? Holy shit. Oh my. If you resist it, you'll feel like shit, basically. Like things will feel like they're falling apart a little bit, or maybe a lot. Again, stark polarity, stark contrast between the person who's living hell on earth and the person who's living heaven on earth. This month, the energetics of time are mushy. It's like mushy. Timeline shifting is occurring more frequently and rapidly, so you want to use it to ascend up a higher ladder. Accelerate. Accelerate what you thought was possible. Do it this month. Theme number four, you're being shifted onto a new timeline. Don't resist moving forward. Okay, take a slow deep breath. And exhale. Now, before I summarize all of these themes for you, who is coming into your mind? Who is dropping onto your heart right now? What friend, partner, colleague, sibling, who's coming to mind? That person can use the episode. Forward it along to them. We are all going to build a better earth, a new earth together. Let's start this month by supporting one another so we can all create an even deeper, richer heaven on earth. It helps to know what is going on. Like if you didn't know, if you didn't just listen to this whole episode, I'm going to summarize all this for you in a second. But if you hadn't just listened to this, can you imagine going through this month? Or maybe even like you're listening to this mid-month, week three into the month, and you're like, oh, holy shit. Okay, this is so helpful. This is so helpful to know why it feels like there's no ground beneath me and everything is fucking crazy, like bonkers right now. This is so helpful. So that's why we want to pass this on. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future energy updates and also all the yummy episodes that are going to be coming out this month. And if you like these energy updates, please leave me a 5-star review. I really appreciate that when you take the time to do that. It really helps me reach more people just like you. And also it just makes me feel really good. So thank you so much. Like thank you. Every time I get another 5-star review, I notice it and I really appreciate it. So thank you for doing that. All right. Let's recap. Overall theme of the month, quantum realm reorganization. The probabilities of different outcomes are changing, which makes what was previously impossible now possible. Theme number one. challenges that test your patience, that tempt you to respond with reactivity and urgency. You want to take a step back, maybe even refocus, focus on something else for a while. And you want to do trigger-free. You want to align with your intuition. Do all of this so you can respond with strategy, with clarity, with precision, and not with emotions. Theme number two, you're being refined so you can ascend to another timeline. Try and look at yourself like as a product and yourself as an entrepreneur. Understand that you have many facets to you. You are this beautiful diamond, and every season we go through this refining process of different facets of ourselves as this diamond. And if we let the refining process take place, then we shine brighter and essentially we get what we want in life and we feel amazing. We feel better and better and better. You're being refined so you can ascend to another timeline. It's all in service to you. It's not happening. It's happening for you, right? It's not happening at you. You're not being punished. It's happening for you. Theme number three, find deeper alignment and energetic congruence this month. If you don't, it will be painful. And if you do, it's going to be sweeter. And theme number four, you're being shifted onto a new timeline. Don't resist moving forward. Don't resist change. Don't resist evolution. I was talking to a client about this the other day. Sometimes when we're called to like a really big change in life that we're afraid of, or really big leap, we look at the cost of that leap and not the gain. So when I say the cost, I mean our brain tends to like shut down, go into fight or flight mode, and we look at like all the things we're going to lose if we take that leap. For me, with my $77,000 in 7 months, I could look at that and be like, oh my God, I'm losing so much money. Or I could be like, well, what's the gain? What's the gain of spending that much money? I'm going to quantum leap. I'm going to shift timelines. I'm definitely going to make that money back. Usually I 2-3 exit when I invest in myself. My life is going to get better and better and better. I'm going to feel more joy. I'm going to feel more ecstasy. I'm going to feel more bliss. So with anything that you're thinking of doing or afraid of doing, instead of just looking at the cost, look at the gain. If you feel like I'm afraid to leave this relationship, think about how you're creating space for an even better, more aligned relationship by leaving that one. Think about the energy that you're saving yourself. Think about how you're not going to have to go through all these terrible emotions all the time by leaving that relationship. If you're thinking about leaving a job, don't just think, oh, I'm going to leave this job and then my life's going to fall apart. Think about the job that you could get to replace it. Think about how you might make more money. Think about how you're going to wake up every morning so lit up, so excited to go into work because you love this new job. So think about the gain. Don't think about just the cost or the quote loss, right? If you follow your intuition, the gain is always, always, always going to far outweigh the cost. Always. Every time. 1,000%. Every time. That's why it's so advantageous to know what your intuition is guiding you to do and to follow it. When you know, go. When you know, go. That's how you stay in alignment, in energetic congruence. When your intuition is guiding you to do something, don't wait. The longer you wait, the more energy you lose, the more disconnected you feel from yourself. When you know, go. Focus on the gain. If your intuition is guiding you to do something, but you're afraid, stop focusing on the cost, on the potential loss. Instead, focus on the gain. Literally get a piece of paper out. Write down everything you're going to gain by following your intuition, everything you could gain, even the things that you think are impossible, because guess what's possible this month? The impossible. Let's fucking go. Right? You guys, I hope you take advantage of the energy this month. I know I'm going to. I'm going to go fucking hard. And by hard, I don't mean like hustle and lose myself and go crazy. I mean, I'm going to dream big. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to believe that the impossible is possible for me. And I'm going to fucking 10x my life this month. Watch me. Right? Say it with me right now as you're listening. Say it with me. Watch me. Because you're going to do it too. Fucking watch me. I'm going to do the hard shit this month. I'm going to do the thing I'm afraid of. I'm going to get into energetic congruence and alignment. I'm going to listen to my intuition. I'm going to follow it. Watch me. Watch me do the impossible. All right. Okay. Take a slow, deep breath and a big exhale. Allow a smile to come to your face. Now go out there. Trust yourself. Trust your intuition. Shift timelines. Do the impossible. And let's all create heaven on earth together this month. If you like today's episode, share it with a few friends that you think could benefit and leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Thank you for doing that. I so appreciate you. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.